about potential contingencies about where if the game might be moved or something like that, depending on the wildfires?
We have not at this time.
But what's the status update on Zach Ertz? Will he practice today?
Zach Ertz is still in the protocol. Yeah.
How about Joe Walker?
Joe Walker's doing well. We should get him in a walkthrough and then get him out there today. So, again, he's still day-to-day, but he's feeling a lot better. We should have him today.
Do you have a sense of how Ertz is coming along?
The sense is he's doing well. He's doing well. But, again, you know, I don't want to get into too many details about it, but he's still in the protocol, and we just got to monitor him, you know, day by day.
Is he in meetings yet?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Don, you have Jason Kelce listed on
but just an ankle. He got rolled up in the game before, in the Chicago game, and so he missed a couple days last week, and just want to make sure, but he's fine.
It's a sprain.
Yeah, it's all of us.
Doug, when you make a decision to extend Alshon or other moves like that, what kind of input does Carson have, or what kind of conversations do you have with him about stuff like that?
You know, really don't. You know, I shouldn't say that. We don't have – when it comes to specific contracts, obviously we don't go to players about that kind of stuff unless the player's involved. But Carson and I do have conversation about certain routes that Alshon likes, or the concepts we want to put them, you know, into, and the sense of the feel that those two have together. So outside of that, there's really no involvement that Carson has when it comes to the contract extension.
So yesterday, Jim Schwartz said, and maybe he was just talking about the defense, but he said the players have been out on the field having a lot of fun playing football. But he said there's a fine line between doing that and losing focus, and maybe they need to work better at that. Is this a week where it's just all about hyper-focus going into this game?
Yeah, I agree with that statement. And listen, I'm also big about the guys need to have fun at practice. You don't want it to make it so they're not. But at the same time, when they're in the drill, when they're, you know, executing a play or a defense, a special team, they need to be focused and they need to be pay attention to their assignments, and it's business as usual. But listen, I want them to still fly around, have fun out there, just like he said. And there is a fine line between, you know, how far you can go, but we just still got to get our work done and stay focused.
Had that been happening? I mean, had guys been losing focus while they were having too much fun?
No, I mean, I'm not saying that we have. I'm just saying that's – he asked the question, like, you know, what does that mean? Well, that's what that means. I mean, you still want them to have fun at practice. I mean, if we're not having fun, coaches and players, we should probably do something else. I mean, this is part of what we do. So don't get me wrong when I say they need to have fun, but at the same time, they need to be getting their work done too.
What type of adjustments do you make to ensure that practices get back on the kind of track that you want them to?
Well, I don't think you make – wholesale changes, you know. Again, as I mentioned Monday, I think, you know, I don't change just to change. I don't change structure of practice and all that. But listen, the players know. They understand. They you know, if they play well, they know. If they play poorly, they know. And it's just my job to make sure that we just, you know, stay the course. You know, everything's still right in front of us. Everything is, you know, in our control, and that's what I want our team to understand.
Doug, how strange is it that, you know, the air quality could be a factor in the weekly practice preparation? And is there any chance at all that, you know, your practices could possibly be moved?
No, but it is, you know, it's obviously a serious issue with what's going on, and our thoughts and prayers are obviously with the people that are affected. I know the Rams are affected these last couple of days, and it makes it a little uncomforting and unsettling, but you know, I can just remember back a few years ago, we had a snowstorm in Philly that pushed a game. So, you know, those thoughts do come back to my mind because I was a part of that too.
Doug, when you guys traded up in the draft to take Carson like a year and a half ago, you guys had said at the time that, you know, you'd like both Carson as well as Jared Goff. What did you see in Goff? And then are you kind of surprised at what he's been doing like the second year?
Well, you see a lot of the same characteristics in the two quarterbacks, obviously, size, strength, athleticism. Both have great IQ, football intelligence, and you know, athletic guys. You know, in both quarterbacks, and I think, you know, too, with, you know, in both cases, I think it just comes down to having really good coaching around each quarterback, each young quarterback, and you can see the growth that Jared's made, you know, over the course of the past year, and obviously it's a direct relationship, obviously, to the run game and the offensive line staying intact and playing great defense and special teams. So all of that is something that they've have benefited from this season, and Jared's done a nice job with that, and obviously he's being coached well.
I was going to talk about their auto-blowing system as far as golf, you know, the check and lead concept. As a coach that's worked with so many quarterbacks, is that something that's foreign to you? Have you experienced that with quarterbacks in the past?
We do it every day. Our check with me system, our run game is predicated on that, run to pass, pass to run. I mean, every team in the league now is doing it because defenses are getting a little more complex. They're presenting multiple looks. So offensively, we have to be prepared to counteract that. And, you know, it's no different. The Rams do it quite a bit, obviously, and we do it. We do it quite often, actually. So it's not an uncommon thing for teams to really have a so-called check with me system.
As a follow-up, last week about you win or lose a game mostly in practice. Can you get a good sense? Do you think you'll be able to get maybe even a better sense this week? You know, by Friday when we talk to you, where they're at.
Yeah, I mean you can tell. You can tell just by the way the day goes, the way the guys treat the day. I mean, are there, you know, there's going to be mistakes made. I mean, it's not about the effort and all of that, but you know, this is the time of the day that now we get ready for practice and we have to go out and execute the game plan. There's going to be assignment errors. There's going to be, you know, cuz we're putting in new things and that's where we correct it in the meetings and then ultimately it's the you know, on the players to make sure they're studying and staying up on it. So, yeah, these next couple of days, I, you know, would feel on Friday, if you ask me again, which I'm sure you will, have a better answer for you.
As a follow-up on Zach Ertz, the protocol leaves it out of your hands. If he doesn't get cleared until later on in the week at that position, is that enough to play on Sunday, or does he need to practice?
You know what? It in his case, he's had a lot of reps with Carson. He's had a lot of reps with some of the plays that we have in the game plan. I'm not as concerned, you know, with something like that. If it's maybe an offensive or defensive lineman, linebacker who's got to see and recognize a lot of things. You know, we do play with a lot of multiple tight end sets. Justin Peele does a great job of preparing those guys during the week, so probably not as concerned.
Trey's a different type of player than him. As you put the game plan together, are you making a game plan if Zach's out there and a game plan if Zach's not out there? How do you do that?
Well, we had to do this a couple weeks ago against the Broncos when it was game time that Zach couldn't go. And we just went in and sat down with Frank and the offensive staff and just made a few adjustments to the call sheet. So we don't have two separate game plans basically for each player. Everyone is kind of like the running backs. We have multiple running backs, and if one were to go down, the next guy just rolls in there and we plug him in. So we don't make those kind of changes.
So you said on Monday that you guys activated Sidney Jones this week. Why is that?
Well, he hasn't been cleared, you know, medically. I mean, he's still rehabbing and still going through his strength conditioning and all of that right now still, too.
Is there any chance that he could be activated before the end of the season?
I mean, I'm not gonna stand up here and speculate on that, but he's on task to be healthy even towards the end of the season. So, you know, I'm not gonna speculate too much on that.
With the check with me system, what's the process? Are you trying to communicate with Carson based on the look of the defense for as long as you can until that headset turns off, or how does it work?
Well, We basically use the check with me system as the huddle call, and is predicated basically. It's not me communicating with Carson necessarily down to 15 seconds. We do it with the huddle call, and then he's prepared during the week to make the adjustments at the line of scrimmage before it does get to zero, obviously, or you know something like that. So I'm not necessarily saying, hey, we got to get to this or this. It's more so in the huddle call.
Doug, so what has it been like acclimating to being out here so far? Have you found challenges, all that kind of thing?
I tell you, it's been pretty seamless. I got to credit our IT staff and our video department, training medical staff, equipment staff, everybody that's that's even came out to set the hotel up, set up Angel Stadium. It's been seamless. Gracious, obviously, for the Angels for allowing us to practice there, and our grounds crew have done an amazing job over there. When you see it today, and with putting some sod down in the infield, and just a great job. So it's been seamless. It's been, the transition's been really good. Offices are great. Players are really adjusting well, and it feels like NovaCare.
Doug, the field looks all right.
I'll do two more. Field's awesome. Yeah, field's great. Great shape.
Doug, how has Wendell Smallwood responded to being inactive these last 7 weeks?
Really good. He's been real positive. He stays attentive in meetings, and he stays focused because, you know, again, he's a play away from being active, so he's done a nice job.
How do you get your offense back?
Okay, one more question.
I'm sorry. I thought you said you were going to take two.
Well, yeah, one and two. That's okay. Go ahead.
I wasn't sure.
Since you're over there checking mail.
How do you get your offense back? How do you get your offense back in stride this week? How do you make sure that happens?
Well, it starts in practice. It just starts there. Coaches have really got to teach the game plan. We got to get detailed there in the meetings. We got to show them all the looks that we expect from the Rams, obviously. And then we just got to take it to the field. And starts with this walkthrough coming up here in a little while. And then it carries over into practice. So we just got to take it one day at a time and keep working. All right. Thanks, guys. Oh, we do upstairs.